A relatively small mine has been approved to start digging on federal land in Yavapai County. It comes after more than a year of studies and loud public opposition to it. KJZZ's Casey Kuhn reports on what happens next.
There were more than 1,000 public comments against the mine. Joe Trudeau with the environmental advocacy group Center for Biological Diversity says he's concerned that the community went unheard.
It's a resounding chorus in this region. I mean, 99% of people around here who have commented are opposed to it.
Trudeau, who lives in Prescott, is also concerned about public records that show friendly communications between the mining company and the Bureau of Land Management, who owns the land.
One of the most surprising things reading through the emails that we received in the FOIA request was the agreeable nature and tone between the mining company and our public servants.
Kirkland Mining Company President Arita Zuvas denies asking BLM to change its reports.
We don't interfere in the BLM reports. I mean, why would we? You know, we're not hiding anything, and the truth is what it is.
But in an email, Zuvas specifically asked BLM employees to stop using the words asbestos and aerianite when referring to the company or its future product. Aerianite is an asbestos-like material linked to lung cancer and is a major fear among local residents. Zuvas says she asked that because public concerns about the mineral were overwhelming.
Well, it's still a concern. It's still a concern. What more can we do? And that's when I said, look, at the end of the day, I've already tested it, and it's not there.
Other emails from 2017 also show BLM Haciampa field manager Rem Hawes agreed to leave off that same language from air quality monitoring. Hawes told KJZZ the BLM prepares reports independently, regardless of outside input.
We studied it. There's actually been more than one study done on that, and both were negative for, well, airborne carcinogens in general, but including aerianite.
The mineral is found in Arizona, including in abundance within 10 miles of the mine. The BLM and the mining company have done extensive testing for aerianite. Of most concern to Trudeau is a BLM lab test that used an electron microscope to find less than 2% of a mineral with the characteristics of aerianite in one of the samples. BLM geologist Shelby Cave says she retested that sample with a different method called X-ray diffraction. That looks at the chemical composition of the mineral to be even more accurate. She could not find any evidence of aerianite.
X-ray diffraction is considered the standard method because a lot of these volcanic tuffs are extremely fine-grained.
Zuvas also says there's no evidence of aerianite present after doing private testing.
It doesn't exist. It's been proven a number of times over and over again. This is a mute subject at this point with me, and I won't discuss it.
In an interview from earlier this year, Al Birch, a geologist contracted by Kirkland Mining, explained why this rock is valuable enough to mine.
It's very unique because it has just the right chemical composition and just the right physical characteristics to be able to be used as a high-quality natural pozzolan.
Zuvas hopes to sell pozzolan, this natural concrete material. Over the public process, the final mining plan has changed. There are now protections of several culturally significant archaeological and environmental sites, with at least a 50-foot buffer between them and the mining operations. Again, Halls with BLM.
In order for this project to move forward, they had to avoid them or mitigate them, which they did, which protected some areas of awash nearby, as well as some natural and cultural resources that were in the area. The operator actually changed the plan.
The appeals period ends in early January, after which Kirkland plans to start its mining process. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.